This chazar is echinish b'achachet v'shagam v'mi'utim sechaz v'pay dezar daf mem hey. Zok the Mishnah, if goyim worship mountains or hills, the mountains and the hills remain mutter. What's on them, meaning the coverings of silver or gold that maybe the goyim put on them, that's usher. This is based on the pasuk of le'sachmet kesef ezov aleihem. Rabbi Yosef Lili says the pasuk of aleihem al heharim teaches that the mountains themselves are not considered avodah zarah, and aleihem al hagvoy teaches that the hills themselves are not considered to be avodah zarah. If so, why is an asher tree also the pasuk also says it says tachas kol eitz ranon, under every green tree, which would similarly be darshan to teach that the tree itself is not aser. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Yosef Lili says, it's because there's a human involvement, meaning a human planted that tree, and anything with his human involvement, it could become aser. Rabbi Kiva said, I'll explain the pasuk as follows. The Torah is telling the Eden, when you enter Eretz Yisrael, you should know that wherever you find a mountain, a hill, or a green tree, there will be an avodah zarah over there. For the Gemara, basically, seems to be saying the same thing like Tanakama. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Bachom, in the name of Rabbi Shlokher, said the machlekes would be regarding the coverings of these mountains, meaning the silver and the gold that the goyim covered the mountain with. According to Tanakama, it does not have the status of the mountain itself, and therefore will be aser. But according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, it gets the status of the mountain itself, and therefore it actually would be mutter as well. Rav Sheshi said everyone would hold that the covering would not have the status of the mountain itself, and zikha the covering would be aser. Machlekes is regarding a tree that was planted without an intent to make it into avodah zarah, but the goy later worshipped it as avodah zarah. Tanya Kam holds such a tree as mutter. Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds it's aser. We can learn that this is the view of Rabbi Yosi from his last statement in the Mishnah, where he says, "And anything which is human involvement can become aser." That phrase is coming to include something. It's coming to include the case of a tree that was planted without intent for avodah zarah, but was then later worshipped. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Yosi, son of Rabbi Yehuda, holds that such a tree is aser as well. In a braisa, he says, we would think the darshan v'tachas kol eitz ranon, like we darshan eloheihem ala harim and eloheihem ala gvois, and we should learn, therefore, that the tree itself can never become aser. The pasuk therefore says, v'ashei reihem tisrefun be'esh, which teaches that the trees have to be burned. If they have to be burned, we obviously can't darshan v'tachas kol eitz ranon to teach that the tree itself is mutter. Now, since he did not use the pasuk to teach that only trees planted with intent for avodah zarah aser, we see that he holds Rabbi Yosi Aglili. If so what does the pasuk of Atachas Kol Eitz Ranon Taka come to teach? Where it says it teaches like Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah. How does the Tanakama of our Mishnah Darshan Vashereihem Tisrufun Be'esh? Where it says they use it to teach that only a tree that was planted with intent for avodah zarah becomes aser. Rabbi Yosi, son of Yehuda, also needs the pasuk to teach us. So how does he know that even a tree planted without such intent can become aser through worship? And furthermore, he learns it from Avashereihem Tigadeun, which by saying that the tree has to be cut seems to be referring to a tree whose roots would be mutter, but whose growth would be aser. It must refer to a tree that was planted without intent for avodah zarah and was then worshipped. The Torah says that the original growth is mutter, and the growth that happened afterwards, after the worship, becomes aser. The Braisa said that the sources for Rabbi Yosi son of Rabbi Yehuda's view was the pasuk of Vashereihem Tisrufun Be'esh, not the pasuk of Tigadeun. And for the Gemara, in the Braisa, Rabbi Yosi was saying, if the Torah would not have written the pasuk of Vashereihem Tisrufun Be'esh, we would have said that the pasuk of Tigadeun refers to a tree that was planted with intent for avodah zarah. Now that the Torah wrote the pasuk of Vashereihem Tisrufun Be'esh, the pasuk of Tigadeun is extra, and therefore comes to teach that even a tree that was planted without intent for avodah zarah, but was later worshipped, also becomes aser. How did the Rabbanon argue and say that a tree planted without intent of avodah zarah is mutter? How do they dash in the pasuk of Tigadeun? And for the Gemara, they use it for the teaching of Rabbi Shimon Levi, who says that the mitzvah of cutting down avodah zarah in Eretz Yisrael precedes the mitzvah of conquering Eretz Yisrael, and the mitzvah of conquering Eretz Yisrael precedes the mitzvah to eradicate avodah zarah in Eretz Yisrael. This was taught by Rabbi Yosef in a braisa, where he said the pasuk of nitatzdem es mizbechoisam means that you should break them and leave them there when you come to Eretz Yisrael, and vishibartem es masayvoisam means you should smash them and leave them over there. Rehuna explains this to mean that after breaking them, go and chase the worshippers, go and chase the avodah zarah. Only after that, then you come back and you burn the pieces to eradicate them. Reacting more, how Rabbi Yosi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, learned this concept regarding the precedence of the mitzvahs. Mar says he learned it from the pasuk of Abe to Abdun, which teaches that they should be destroyed and then later destroyed again. Double lashon, destroyed once, smashed, go fight your enemy, and then come back and fully destroy it later. Rabbanon would use this pasuk to teach that someone who destroys an avodah zarah must make sure to totally uproot it. Reacting how Rabbi Yosi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, learned this concept, it has to be totally uprooted. And tomorrow he'll learn it from the pasuk of the Ibaddem Eshemom Min Amokei Mahu. Rabbanon would use this pasuk to teach that one should give an avodah zarah a derogatory nickname.